வணக்கம், மீண்டும் என் பாட்காஸ்ட்க்கு வருக. வெல்கம் பேக் டு மை பாட்காஸ்ட். இட்ஸ் பீன் சம் டைம். வினோத் சாரும் நானும் மாற்றி ஊரில் இல்லாததுனால, ட்ராவல் இருந்ததுனால பண்ண முடியல. இந்த வாட்டி நான் கல்பிரிட்டு 1 வீக்காக நான் ஊரில் இல்லை. அதுக்கப்புறம் வந்த 2 நாள் ரொம்ப பிஸி. ஸோ வி ஹியர் வி கோ அகெயின். லா 44, வினோத், லா 44 படிங்க.
லா 44 preach the need for change but never reform too much at once. Everyone understands the need for change is abstract, but on a day-to-day level people are creatures of habit. Too much innovation is traumatic and will lead to revolt. If you are new to a position of power or an outsider, try to build a power base and make show of respect to the old ways of doing things. If change is necessary, make it a gentle improvement on the past. The reversal enna solrana, past is a corpse to be used as you see fit. If what happened in the recent past was painful and harsh, it is self-destructive to associate yourself with it. If you want to make a bold change from the past, you must avoid at all cost appearance of a void or a vacuum. You will create terror. Fill the space immediately with new rituals and forms. சொல்லுங்க.
இது வந்து வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லா. இதை வந்து சைனாலேருந்து நீங்கள் நல்லா பார்க்கலாம். சைனாவில் போத் சைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டோரி இஸ் ட்ரூ. மென் மாவ் ஹேட் ரன் இட்ஸ் கோர்ஸ் அண்ட் மாவிசம் ஹேட் டு பி ரீப்ளேஸ்ட். வித்தவுட் ரீப்ளேஸிங் மாவ், மாவு இருந்தோன்னே டெங்ஸாப்பிங்னு ஒருத்தர் வந்தான். ஹூ வாஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஒரிஜினல் லாங் மார்ச். ஹீ நியூ தட் திஸ் மாவ் ஹேட் புஷ் சைனா பேக் பை செவரல் டிகேட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹி ஹேட் டு மாடர்னைஸ். But if he had done so by attacking Mao, he wouldn't have survived. Anala, in 1970s, he started a gradual reform without ever diluting the party power of the Communist Party. So, and he is very famous for saying, the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. So Deng really changed China completely. He allowed private business, he allowed private capitalism to flourish, he allowed markets into China, and then the coup was signing of the Hong Kong deal with Maggie Thatcher, and they managed to take over Hong Kong, and Macau, Hong Kong, everywhere they really, except Taiwan, he had completely steamrolled everything. And though he was using absolute political power using the Communist Party, he completely liberalized the economic change. So he gave freedom to the people for on economic and other issues, but on political issues he kept tight control. So the change was gradual. It did not subsume itself. It gave great stability to China. In the reversal la pathinga, ஜிஜிபிங் இப்போ இருக்கிற கரண்ட்டு ஹெட் ஆஃப் சைனா கம்பேர்ஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வித் டெங். வாட் ஹீ டிட் இஸ் டில் தென் 2 terms அண்ணா ரிட்டையர் ஆகி போயிடுவாங்க. தட் வாஸ் தி நார்ம் ஃபார் சோ மெனி இயர்ஸ். ஹீ டிசைடட் டு கன்சாலிடேட் பவர் வித் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஹீ வாண்டட் டு பிரிங் பவர் டு ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஸோ ஹீ டிசைடட், ஹீ காட் சஸ்பீசியஸ் தட் ஆல் தீஸ் டெக் கைஸ் வேர் கோயிங் டு ஃபினிஷ் ஹிம் ஆஃப். And the Chinese party was losing control. So in the name of cracking corruption, he put the fear of God into all the Chinese entrepreneurs, destroyed business, destroyed value, put lot of people in jail, put terror and fear into the common Chinese. Net result enna aichuna, 2000 the COVID zero, the height was the zero COVID policy, and that has meant that China has lost its global advantage. It's not apparent now yet, but adoda economic advantage e poiduchu. There is no economic growth in China. It's a black box. We don't know what is happening. But one thing is certain, people who bought houses are not paying mortgages, and Chinese developers are failing for a period of banks are failing. So for a period of time, China is now going through a very difficult period, because unlike Deng, he didn't do it gently. He really pushed the buttons very hard at it. And because he pushed buttons very hard at it, and he's left China. He's brought China to the brink. He is not able to handle the U.S. saber rattling. He has brought himself to the brink of war with the United States. That is, he is saber rattling in China, in Taiwan. And he tried being friend with
Putin.
All that has backfired. Because even the Chinese will not keep the money in renminbi if they feel it's threatened. They will find ways to take out money to the rest of the world. And that is what is happening. Finally, you cannot take man's freedom from him. Deng had realized that he opened up everything except political freedom. So the Chinese were happy and relaxed to be with this when travel was free and generally everything was free as long as you don't ask for political rights. A kind of leftist Singapore was emerging, but the current leadership has put paid to all of it. இதுதான் இந்த கரண்ட் லாவோட இந்த லாவோட பெரிய எக்ஸாம்பிளே இதுதான். நீங்கள் இந்தியாவை பார்த்தீங்கன்னா நரசிம்மராவ்ஸ் ஃபேமஸ் ஸ்பீச் இன் கேபினெட் இன் விச் ஹீ சேஞ்ச் த ஹோல் இண்டஸ்ட்ரியல் லைசன்சிங் பாலிசி த ப்ரியாம்பிள் ஹீ கெப் ப்ரைசிங் நேரு அண்ட் இஸ் பாஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஹவு வெல் தே டிட் எல்லாரும் எப்படி சூப்பராக பண்ணாங்க எப்படி கமாண்ட் எக்கானமி வாஸ் வெரி குட் அது இதுன்னு பேசி Finally, he dismantled the entire control structure and made India a capitalist country, removed all state controls, removed requirement for licensing, all in stages, and finally he ended socialism. The one small change avarala panna mudiyadathu, labor law completely odikkala. And the labor law odikkada karanathnala, we missed manufacturing. And it's too late for us to become a manufacturing power. We were sidestepped it and became a service power. But Narasimha Rao did a brilliant thing in managing change without actually changing. For interview la solvaru, the world is changing. The sun goes, we go around ourselves 360 degrees every day. We go around the sun once a day and do a complete revolution. But we never know we are changing. அது மாதிரி நம்ம மாற்றணும்னு வாக்தி டாக்னு ஒரு இன்டர்வியூவில் நரசிம்மராவ் சொல்லியிருக்கிறாரு. ஸோ தி ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் சேஞ்சிங் வித்தவுட் பீப்புள் ரியலைசிங் இஸ் அ கிரேட் ஆர்ட். டூ கிரேட் லீடர்ஸ் டெங் அண்ட் நரசிம்மராவ் மேனேஜ் திஸ் சேஞ்ச்.
ஆனந்த் வாஸ் கிவிங் எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் இன் வாட் யூ கால் பாலிடிக்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் கவர்னன்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் ஹிஸ்ட்ரி. ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிவ் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆன் அ பர்சனல் லெவல். பர்சனல் லெவலில் வந்து In any form of addiction, all of us have suffered from is either drinking or smoking. There's something known as cold turkey. Cold turkey is what is when you suddenly abruptly quit something without slowly easing it out and you dramatically stop it. One way of quitting, people say, for some people it works, is to stop smoking immediately. That from this moment onwards, I don't smoke. Or from this moment onwards, I don't drink. That's called cold turkey. And there's problems associated with doing something cold turkey. When you quit something cold turkey, it can lead to psychological impact more than physical impact. Of course, when you quit something cold turkey, you do suffer withdrawal symptoms, physical withdrawal symptoms, be it smoking or drinking or any physical thing. Like, let's say you want to go on a special diet. When you suddenly stop eating sugar or sugary products, your body goes through a physical withdrawal symptom. Also, you go through emotional withdrawal symptom, which can lead to depression, mood swings, mood changes. So that's why if you want to be a successful person in quitting something or changing something, They say do it as a 21-day step process where you slowly stop smoking, you slowly stop drinking, or you slowly change your diet by removing one thing from your diet. First work on the breakfast, then work on the lunch, then work on the dinner. Do it step by step and not try to go overhaul everything at one go, at one shot. For some people it works. Some people have the mental fortitude and the physical capability of doing this change immediately. But for vast majority of us, you cannot go cold turkey. Change has to be a slow process. The fact that you want to change yourself is fantastic. It's great that you want to change yourself, you want to improve yourself. But you have to realize that the damage you did to yourself, you did not do it at one shot. You did not put on the weight overnight. You did not ruin your lungs by smoking one cigarette. That you did it over a period of time. You have done it to yourself over a long stretch of time. Same way, the course correction also, you have to realize, will take time. If you try to cut short and do the change immediately and very fast, it'll whiplash on you and you'll most likely fail at this. Enna solringa Anand?
Ask me, I know how tough it is. So, trying things cold turkey is extremely difficult. You have to go make a... Losing weight is definitely, or de-addicting yourself is a lifestyle change. Adhu ond lifestyle-ye maathradhu. So, you have to take it at a step at a time. You have to slowly reduce it. That is, you have to make change. Change has to be natural. And it should creep upon you. Creeping change is always good in such cases. Because any terrible change, if you bring it upon immediately, you cannot take it, the system cannot take it. So you have to have creeping change. And suddenly you will arrive at a new normal in which you can't go back to the old.
So these are two different ways we can look at this law. One is at a personal level, where the change which you look upon yourself and look upon the environment around you, how to change. The other is where Anand spoke in applying the same law in a political level or in an office or in another social arena. So I hope this was interesting, this conversation.
I found this very interesting. I hope you all found it interesting. I enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, and tomorrow we will pick up where we left off with the law of, I think it's 45 tomorrow? 46. Law, tomorrow's law 46. So that's another interesting law which we will take up tomorrow. Thanks.